Blog Talk Radio.
My business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available for them to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. You know, it's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and the destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and to limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who I call the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create their own bliss, their own joy and balance and peace in their lives. Like my Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some calls for that free angel advice. So please do call the show. That call-in number is 646-716-6794. Again, that number is 646-716-6794. But before we get to some of those phone calls for that free angelic advice, welcome once again, hello listeners, to Angel Healing House Radio. I'd like to say thank you to all the people who have signed up for my monthly, channel's monthly angel newsletters from the Posse of Angels and me. You know, I recently received an email from a listener who signed up to receive my newsletters, and he said, "Thank you, Candy. I can't wait each month when I receive your angel newsletters. I cannot believe it. It's like you and the Posse of Angels know exactly what I need help with. Keep up the great writing, and please keep sending. Thanks." from Don from Hawaii. Now, just like Don, if you'd like to receive these angel newsletters, please send me your request and your email address and send that to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, .com. And Angel Healing House is all one word. And synchronistically, just like where Dawn is from, my show today is being presented from the beautiful island of Maui in Hawaii. Was this planned? Well, not consciously by me, but what I did was something even better, for I used my imagination, and then I co-created with God and the angels to bring a magical outcome to my reality. Now, just before we get to our program today, which is entitled Your Imagination Creates Your Reality, I'd like to acknowledge the callers that we have on the line. And my regular listeners know that I like to spend about 15 minutes or so speaking about our topic, and then I'll take some of those phone calls for that free angel advice. So that's a 646 number. Please stay on the line. And then the next one that I'm going to be picking up is the 678. So you are in the queue and all ready to go. Okay, so how is it that I am broadcasting from Maui, Hawaii? Well, being here is a direct result of a wonderful bit of manifestation of mine. And I mentioned it before on one of my previous radio programs. So if you have heard it before, I'll just take a few minutes for those who haven't heard about this, and I'll briefly tell other listeners how I came to be here. About 6 months ago, my husband was working very long hours, 7 days a week, and quite frankly, we didn't get to see a lot of one another. During this time, I voiced to myself, and I actually sighed aloud, and I went, "Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could go on a vacation to someplace warm and beachy and have an amazing tropical holiday together?" I remember going on the internet and looking at tropical destinations and imagining both of us on a wonderful vacation. Several weeks after this, I was trading readings with a clairvoyant friend of mine, and she turned a card over, and out of the blue, she said, "You're going to Hawaii." I laughed in disbelief, and I said to my friend, "My husband is working 7 days a week. He can't even get time off to come home for dinner." This friend just laughed and said, "It doesn't matter. You will be going." It was 4 weeks later when a client of mine sent me an email saying that he was vacationing in Kauai, Hawaii, and he invited us to stay in his condominium over the Thanksgiving holiday. I was thrilled as my wish and imaginings had been fulfilled. I immediately texted my husband and told him of the invitation. He said that there was no way that he could get the time off from work. I was so disappointed, listeners, and I emailed my client back and thanked him and told him that we were unable to take him up on his most generous offer. Greatly disheartened, I figured that we'd missed out on our chance of our holiday in the sun. But you know, listeners, what I didn't realize is that there is only what we desire. We are all children of God. Abundance is our nature, and we will be provided and looked after according to our focus and attention on what we intend for our lives. You know, it was 3 weeks after this when different clients and friends of ours, a husband and wife, called and said that they wanted to gift my husband and myself their timeshare condominium for a week in February on the beautiful island of Maui. This time, when I tentatively texted my husband, Pete, and asked him if we could go on the specified date, he said yes, as the TV show, The Voice, that he is working on, would be on hiatus during that time. I was absolutely elated as my dream of going on vacation to someplace warm and beachy with my husband had come true. But then it dawned on me, what would have happened if Pete could not have gone on those second set of dates that we were offered? The posse of angels were quick to reply, and they showed me just how powerful our imaginations truly are. They said that if Pete had not been available to go the second time around, then God and the angels would have just kept bringing me possibilities to fulfill my heart's desire of a beach holiday. This was possible because I chose to go beyond the limitations of physical reality, and I aligned myself with my limitless imagination by allowing myself to know at my deepest core that there is only what I desire. I then chose to let go and allow God unlimited access of the hows and whens to take care of the fulfillment of my desires. You know, in fact, listeners, when I told God that I longed for a beach holiday, I didn't tell God where or under what circumstances it had to happen. I didn't worry where the finances were going to come from. I didn't even start to save money, and I didn't worry that my schedule would be too busy to be able to get away. I simply co-created with the greatest source of all, which is God, along with the greatest source within me, which is my intention and my imagination, and I allowed the rest of the magic to happen. And in the few days that I have been here, I can see my faith and my imagination created magic and painted this absolute paradise into my reality. You know, listeners, I even painted in seeing several rainbows, and I even painted in my reality seeing whales right in front of our resort. This magic that I speak about is within everyone's grasp to create, because even though your life may not seem so magical at the moment, you started off this incarnation as one of the purest vessels to create magic and create enchantment and wonder when you were a child. Did you ever wonder why particularly young children see all kinds of magical things, like fairies and unicorns, angels, and even people who have crossed over, just to name a few things? It's because children look for them. And the reason that they can easily see things is that they live in the land of their imagination and do not hold themselves captive to only experiencing life through their limited five senses. By allowing themselves the freedom to fully explore their God-given ability of imagining, they begin to paint a very different reality for themselves. Okay, it can be compared to someone being given only a red crayon, a blue crayon, a green crayon, and a yellow crayon, and then told what they should paint for themselves. You know, certainly with these limited resources, one is going to paint a limited reality. But by going into our imagination, we can have as many shades, hues, tones of colors as we like, and we can choose to have absolutely no limitations as to what we choose to paint for our realities. I love these quotes by Albert Einstein. The first one says, "Imagination is more important than knowledge. Knowledge is limited. Imagination encircles the world." And the second one is, "Logic will get you from A to Z. Imagination will get you everywhere." Before we talk more about this absolutely amazing power of ours, of how we can use our imagination to then create our reality, let's go to the phone lines and take some of your phone calls. 646, thank you for holding. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with? Hello?
Yes, hello. Hello, this is Anthony. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. What was your name again?
Anthony?
Anthony?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I sound a little bit stuffed up because I'm fighting a cold.
I'm so sorry. You don't have the flu, do you, Anthony?
No. I tried to, get away with leaving the window open on a stuffy night, but that came back to bite
me. Where are you calling from?
New York.
Oh, it's cold there.
Yeah.
So do you have a question for myself and the Posse of Angels?
Yes, I do. Speaking of imagination, I embarked to create, several children's books, manuscripts, and I had recently sent them out, and I was I guess, curious to see if there was any, if I would be receiving any feedback or positive feedback from the result of that.
Okay, that's wonderful. First of all, even before I touch the cards, excuse me, the Posse of Angels are applauding you. They're saying it's one thing for those of us who have books inside of us to honor and respect ourselves and to write it, but then many people, once they even write it, they often don't see the light of day because that person doesn't believe in themselves to send them out. So first and foremost, the Posse of Angels are applauding you, and they're saying, well done, Anthony. And they're saying, it was interesting. I was having this conversation with a lady behind the counter at the deli counter. I was picking up some salads for a Super Bowl party I was going to, and I told her that I was a writer, and she said, I have a book inside of me, but I just have never gotten around to writing it. And I said, do you know what? I said, God planted that book in your soul, and every day that it's not shared with the rest of humanity, the world is very sad.
Mm.
And she started to tear up, and her eyes started to cry, and she said, I cannot believe that you're saying that. She said, for so long it's been tugging at my heart, and today you changed. You changed what I'll be doing, and I will go home, and I will start to write that book to share with the rest of the world. And that's why we're given. That's why those of us who are writers are given that open channel to get the information to come through from the divine, as we put that down, to not let it linger in a closet somewhere, but to share it with the rest of humanity. So well done, Anthony. Let's pull some cards and to see what impressions the Posse of Angels have for you on your manuscript that are flying forth. They, oh, my gosh. Well done. Well done, Anthony. Do you know tarot?
A little bit.
Okay, you got the Ten of Pentacles. It's the number one card for money in the pack. You can't get any better than that.
Wow.
They're also saying that not only will this be providing you with financial remuneration, but they're saying probably more importantly is that it's going to, sending it forth has given you a sense of wealth, richness in who you are. Oh, I'm getting shocked all over. To finally share this. There might be some rejections, there might not be. I have a feeling that that once you go through the process, I do get a feeling that it will be picked up one way or another, and it will be shared with the rest of humanity. This is the year of sending our truth forth and going into mainstream. Up until now, many of us, if you want to call us light workers, spiritual warriors, walk-ins like myself, have had this information. We've written the book, we've written the articles, we've written the blogs, and it's kind of like in the Posse of Angels is showing me an underground railroad. Yes, we've talked about these things with our like-minded group. We've gotten together with our like-minded friends, but you know, there are certain aspects of the public that we wouldn't share these things with. But now is the time to really send this forth out into mainstream and to be seen and heard for it. The next is the Ten of Wands. I love this card. A lot of people see this card as burden, but a lot of times in reading, since the wands always, for me, are about our imagination, our ideas, and our thoughts, and he's taking his ideas on the road, and he's sending them out forth. He's not keeping them to himself, and it's not a burden for him. But what he's doing, he's taking them on the road, and he's taking them to share them out with others. So, and the third card for you, whoa, here we go. The third card is the Chariot. So there is going to be a lot of movement. Now, the Posse of Angels are always they were like wagging a finger at me. And they're saying, you tell Anthony and your listeners that the month of January and February was all a testing ground for us to see if whether we would take all of this spiritual knowledge, all of this wisdom as being the metaphysical teachers that we are, and whether we would step up to the plate and really put it into practice. Mm. It's one thing to know all this stuff in theory, but it's another thing to step up and to find our voice and to really communicate it with, out into the ethers, out into the global and international markets, and really make what we believe public. 2013 is the year of truth. So not only do the Posse of Angels applaud you, I applaud you as well. All the angelic family applaud you, and this is a wonderful reading for you, Anthony.
Thank you so much. Definitely appreciate that from the bottom of my heart.
I would love to know where your journey takes you. I would love to be in contact with you. Please stay contacted. Send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
Well, definitely we'll do that, Candy. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care, Anthony. Bye-bye.
All right, you too. I'd like to listen.
Okay. Next caller, let's go to 678. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, Gandhi.
Hello. Is it Cyril?
Yeah.
Hi, Cyril. How have you been? Have you had a good week?
Yeah, so far.
Good. Did you look into the medical intuitive courses?
Yes, I'm looking into it because it is being taught by a lady in Florida, and she doesn't have, she only conducts it at certain times.
Right. Well,
I know she had a class in January. I don't know when she's going to have the next class, probably next month. I'll still check our website.
Okay. The Posse of Angels are jumping in here. They're chiming in here. They're saying, Cyril, don't worry about the timing of this. You know, if she is the one that you resonate most with, and I know you're very psychically aware, you have great intuitive abilities. If she is the one that you really resonate most with, it doesn't matter if it's 6 months time. It doesn't matter if it's 4 months time. Whatever it is, I know we as human beings, you know, we are so relegated and by time. And you know, we think, oh, we're going to miss out, or I want to do this sooner. But, there is only what we desire, and we are such extraordinary metaphysical teachers that we can bend time to make it go slower or make it go quicker. So I think it's really important for you to know this. I'm just shuffling the cards now and seeing what else is going to come up for you. Did you have another question for today, Cyril?
No.
Okay, all right, let's just look into this, because the posse brought it up about they remembered your foray into the medical intuitive arena, and let's see what comes up about this. They're just saying, continue your search, but as soon as you intuit the one that you want to work with, hold fast for that and know that there's only what Cyril desires. So there we go, the King of Wands. The King of Wands is telling you to hold fast to your the knowledge that you have, and a king doesn't delegate his what his decisions are to anything, to time, to anybody else. It's just hold fast to what you know to be true. The next card that's coming out is the Star card. There you go. I mean, you're the star of your own arena. This card is a wonderful indication of you not second-guessing your intuition and knowing that there's only what you desire. Oh, my gosh, Cyril, you hit the jackpot. The last one is the universe. And the universe says that around this going into the medical intuitive arena for you will be a completion of something that your heart is longing to do, and will bring you, basically, the universe. It will bring you all things that your heart desires to you. So it's a great reading.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great reading. So that really bodes well for the medical intuitive course that you're going to be taking. So thanks very much for
Thank
the call.
Thank you so much, Candy.
Okay, take care. Lots of love. Bye.
Bye.
Our next phone caller, let's go to 720. Hang on. 720. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hello?
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm very well. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Ibatar.
Could you spell that, please?
I-B-B-A-T-A-R.
I-B-B-A-T-A-R?
Yeah.
Ibatar. Where are you calling from?
Colorado.
Colorado. Okay. Now, what is your question for myself or the Puppy of Angels?
My question is about last year I met somebody, and I was wanting to know if that would ever be a relationship between he and I.
Okay. Ebitar, the Puppy of Angels, the first thing they're saying is that which is yours will always be yours. Okay?
yeah.
That which is, and to, it's almost like get out of your own way. But I must also tell you, I must also tell you that this person that you met last year might also be a soulmate relationship. Do you know the difference between soulmates and twin flames?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Soulmate relationships come in to help us clear our karma. So many of us have worked so diligently on our karma that, we are now cleared and cleansed and open to receive our divine complement, that other half of ours, that there's only one of in any space, time, and dimension. Do you have a feeling that this is your twin flame?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
yes, I do.
Right. Okay, and so no wonder you're asking about it. I'm shuffling the cards. The Posse of Angels are saying here very, very loudly, Ibatar. They want you to write a decree to God. Have you written a sacred pact, a decree to God over this?
No.
Okay. I teach a twin flame relationship workshop. I have one coming up actually on March 9th in Los Angeles. If you send me your email, I would love to give you the information of it.
Is it going to be online or you have to come near?
This is going to be in Los Angeles. This one won't be online, but it's a one-day workshop. And if you send me your email, I'll just send you the information. One of the things that I really stress in this one-day workshop, one of the parts of it is for people to write a decree. In this decree, what you're going to say is, I have compromised myself in love before. This is a sacred pact between myself, me and God, and I'm telling you that I will never, ever compromise myself in love again. I end the karmic dance. I choose to end the karmic dance. Just because, somebody comes to you, a soulmate comes to you and tries to engage you in learning a lesson. If you've learned the lesson already, you don't have to dance with them. You can actually hold your hand up and go, whatever, I've been there, I've done that, I'm not doing that again. So you really state in that contract to God that you're not going to compromise yourself anymore. And then you go on to say, thank you for my twin flame relationship. And what I did, I put after that, end marriage, because the ritual of marriage was always important to me. I've lived a lot of lifetimes of ritual and ceremony. Some people say it's just a piece of paper. Some people say it doesn't matter. To me, I love the ceremony of the marriage ceremony. So, and then you go on to write with God and the angels. You may not think it's automatic writing, but we are, so many of us, light workers or spiritual warriors, walk-ins like myself, starseeds, we are open channels 24 hours a day. We're living both in the etheric and also on the earth plane. We've married heaven on earth. And so I'm picking up, Ibatar, that you're an open channel. And so what you're going to do after you write, thank you for my twin flame relationship, you write the characteristics of what it is that you would love in your relationship. Now, when I wrote this, I didn't spend a long time on my writing physical attributes. I didn't put down that he had to have a 6'6 six-figure fat salary. I didn't put down that he had to, you know, drive a certain kind of car or live in, you know, Beverly Hills or anything like that. You know, I said, you know, we love each other. I said, there's trust and there's respect and there's responsibility. He makes me a priority. He treats me like a princess. We travel the world together. We work together. You know, these were the things that were most important to me. And I wrote this decree out in March of 2003. And 6 months later, at a party I should not have been at, it was a some of your favorite rock star party. I went
to
meet him. You're getting goosebumps about this. I went to Stevie Nicks. I had very long curly hair. I put on a goddess top and a halo of flowers and ribbons. And in walked Elvis, and only Elvis at this party. And we were talking 5 hours later. And 5 days later, he asked to marry me. And I knew that somebody asked him, you know, 5 days, how could you ask somebody to marry you after 5 days? He said, actually, it occurred to him to ask to marry me after 3 days. And I said, yes. I said, yes, because he was everything that I had written in that decree. When you write the decree, Ibitar and listeners, if you'd like to do this for yourself, see, this is a very sacred text. And then don't go out and compromise yourself in love. We're all psychically and telepathically aware enough to know when something doesn't speak to our hearts. So I want you to take that and read it out ceremoniously every morning and every night. And just don't read it out parrot fashion. When you read it out, I want you to visualize yourself. I mean, when I read it out loud, I visualized myself walking hand in hand on the beach with my twin flame. And then when I sat on the couch and we, you know, watched a movie, I fed him popcorn, you know, and at night I used to tuck him in and say, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite, and I used to kiss him on the head. And he was there. He was there in the etheric before he came. I knew he was mine, and I affirmed to the world he was mine before he manifested on the physical plane. And anybody can do this, Ibitar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pulling some cards for you about this wonderful twin flame relationship that you have already, and you must affirm that you have this already. Okay. The first card that's coming out is the Knight of Wands. There's movement around this. And they're showing me that even with this conversation that we're having now, it's creating seeds in your energies to know that you don't have to search for him anymore. You don't have to look for him, and you don't have to worry about this anymore because he's already yours.
Mm-hmm.
And the movement that's being created is when you let this settle on your heart, and you know that he's mine. And God is working for this union to happen. Okay, the next is the moon. Yes, the reason the moon card came out is because, just like with me, I knew that he was coming. I didn't know the how, and I didn't know the when of it. It wasn't revealed to me because, as humans, the angels want us to be surprised. They want us to be giddy, and they want us to wiggle, and they want us to be so excited when we finally meet him, you know, or her. Because if we knew when we're going to meet them, and if we knew under what circumstances, it would take them the fairy dust, it would take the magic out of it. And the third, oh my gosh, the third card that you got is the Queen of Pentacles. This is you in regard to this twin flame relationship. Let it settle on your heart how rich and how wealthy and how abundant you feel already being in a twin flame relationship marriage with him already.
Okay.
I hope that's been helpful for you.
Oh, wow. That was just fabulous.
If you'd like to receive my newsletter, please send me your request to Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com.
Okay,
thank you, Ibitar, and it was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you.
Sending you
so
lots
much.
Of love. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let's go to our next caller. 972, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. 972, who am I speaking with? 972, are you there?
Yes, this is Michaela.
Could you spell that, please?
Sure, M-I-C-A-E-L-A.
M-I-C-A-E-L-A. Uh-huh. And where are you calling from?
Dallas.
Excuse me?
Dallas.
Dallas. So what is your question today for Coffee of Angels and myself?
Thank you so much for taking my call.
I am
starting out on a new venture where I'm trying to do some writing and some speaking, and I'm having a whole lot of blocks, not in opportunity, as in having all kinds of opportunities, but I'm having a lot of anxiety regarding producing material and understanding what's expected of me and that kind of thing, when it really is pretty obvious that having a big block with it, and I'm not sure if it's even my block. And if it's something, you know what I mean? I'm not even sure if it's my block or if it's something I've inherited, or I'm not sure quite how to tackle it in order to let it go.
Okay. All right. The first thing that the Coffee of Angels are saying is, aha, it's your block. And then they're saying that it's not from this incarnation. They're saying it's from a former incarnation. The reason why so many of us, this January, I don't know if you listened to a previous phone call, January and February for many of us as light workers, spiritual warriors, walk-ins like myself, starseeds, whatever you want to call us, it's a testing ground for us to see if we will finally take all of our spiritual knowledge, all our metaphysical wisdom, and really step up and take it out to a wider audience. Now, Michaela, I'm not going to pinpoint when this happened to you, but like so many of us, in a previous incarnation, when we went to speak our truth, we were shut down by groups, organizations, religions, people in higher dominance, because they didn't want us to be independent. They didn't want us to make others independent and for others to speak their truth, because if we have access to our higher wisdom, then we don't need to be in fear and control of these organizations and these groups and, you know, people who would dominate us. So what this is bringing up in a great deal of my clients is fear. It's fear of stepping out and really communicating who we are, what our truth is. We're not doing this, and remember, we're not doing this to convert anybody else, but we're doing this to be as authentic, honest, open and transparent as we possibly can to bring this wisdom across and to share it with the mainstream. As I said to a former caller, it's one thing if we do it in our like-minded groups and, you know, our get-togethers and things like that. It's another thing to take it out into mainstream and to,
yeah,
and to really just hold to what we believe. Does this resonate with you?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, exactly. Okay, so, and it doesn't matter. I've had a few clients say to me, oh, which past life was it? And it almost doesn't matter where you pinpoint it. I mean, I know that one of my past lives, I was a healer in 14th century Scotland, and the church didn't like me empowering people, and so I was burned to the stake. A couple of friends of mine were, you know, one was thrown off a medieval tower when she was called a witch. She was a healer. Another was drowned during the Spanish Inquisition as a witch for you know, empowering people and being a healer. So it's okay if, you know, you can remember, but it really doesn't matter. All that matters is that you go within and you have the power to sever those ties. You know, it would be a good thing to do as part of a ritual for you to sit in silence, call upon your higher self and that higher self of that person during that time of that incarnation, whenever that was, and to see if there are any etheric ties, cords, or ribbons between the two of you, to cut those cords and to say, that was then, this is now. I don't want to be energetically drained by any fear or attachment that came before.
So the higher self that I have now would be a different higher self than I had then?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, it's a different, I guess in that it's a different energy.
Oh, I understand, a different version of the same higher self.
Yes.
Okay, I get it.
Exactly, because, you know, really, as we do step up, we change guides, you know, our spiritual guides, we change our angels and that kind of thing. So, yeah, it's just a different essence. So let me pull some cards around this. This sounds very exciting, your new ventures, the writing, the speaking, all of those things. There's a wonderful feeling around that. But that's the reason why you're having anxiety to take these out. Okay, the first card that came out is a wonderful card, and a lot of people go, ah, you know, it's the devil. It's the devil. But then the devil is all about our addiction. And one of these things that you're unconsciously addicted to is the fear and the anxiety over this. So the posse of angels is saying, the more that you can acknowledge it, acknowledge the fear, because the fear might have kept you, you know, the fear might have been there for some benefit for you as well. So it doesn't really matter. Acknowledge it, thank it, bless it, and then release it. You'll find that this will help with the anxiety tremendously. It'll lessen it, and it'll make it disappear. Second card that's come out, Seven of Cups. It will open up even more opportunities for you. Things will just be presented with ease and grace. And there'll be much more flow within yourself. You said, you know, you don't have any problem with the opportunities you're drawing to yourself. It's the fear and the anxiety. But this is showing that that this will open you up even more. And the next card is the Wheel of Fortune. And the Wheel of Fortune is saying that the universe is actually conspiring to bring you all these wonderful connections. In this year, this is the year that, as I said, the light workers, the spiritual warriors, walk-ins, starseeds, all of us who have written books and, you know, established radio programs and all these different things will now see the truth revealed in very tangible results. But the Wheel of Fortune can only work with us if we finally put to rest that fear and anxiety. So I hope that's been helpful.
Yes, very helpful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I'd love to hear about your different ventures that you're doing. You can send me an email to candy@angelhealinghouse.com.
Great. That's wonderful. And I think it's very wonderful that you said to go sit in silence by myself and do this. I'm leaving on a 10-day silent meditation retreat tomorrow.
There you go. You'll have your full fair share of being silent and to be able to reflect on this.
Yes. Thank you very much.
God bless you. Lots of love. Take care.
Thank you. You as well.
Bye-bye.
I'd like to continue listening.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Michaela. Let's go to our next caller. 218, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hi, Candy. My name is Christine.
Hi, Christine. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from northern Minnesota.
Oh, are you very cold up there?
Yes, very cold. Minus 10.
Oh, I'm sending you lots of warmth, lots of loving warmth.
Oh, I felt it.
What's your question for myself and the posse of angels?
Well, it's about romance. Long story short, I just would like to see if I'm going to be getting back together with my old boyfriend.
Okay.
His name is Mark.
Getting back with Mark. Okay. Okay. The posse of angels, they really take no prisoners. You know, and I just say what they're saying.
Yes.
Did you feel like there was anything with your relationship with Mark that was not honoring to you, not respectful, that you had to compromise yourself in any way, that you couldn't be yourself.
In fact, I feel like I did that to him.
Okay.
I needed some time and some space to get myself together. And I feel like I was the one who, probably wasn't as good to him as I needed to be, obviously.
Okay, how long ago was this?
Well, we broke up about 5 years ago, but we've been friends throughout this time period, and I did let him know how that, you know, I've pulled myself back together and would be very interested in you know, us dating again.
Okay. You have had an enormous shift in consciousness over the last 5 years. You're not the same person as you were back then. To tie yourself to any kinds of energy, and know too that if you would have drawn Mark to yourself before, I can almost guarantee you that this was a soulmate relationship, and it was brought together for you to play out some kind of karmic connection in drama, in conflict, in irritation. There could have been great love in there, but what was in front of you was not what is resonating with you now. Let me just pull some cards on that. I know you're having a long think about that. You're a much different person.
Well, no, I know. I just was hoping we could do it differently.
Okay.
That we could redo it. We could, revisit the relationship and do it differently.
Okay. Now, what they're also saying is Mark would also have had a shift. When was the last time you spoke with him?
Oh, I just a couple weeks ago. Yeah, no, we've both changed a lot.
Okay. Also, I'm hearing that a lot of times you can never go back. And
I don't think either of us want to go back. See, that's the thing.
Okay.
I don't think we want to go back. I think both of us would be a very interesting. Well, this is what I'm seeing. I mean, I caught him off guard, off guard, by even, suggesting that we date again. But I think we're both very different. I would not expect either of us to want to go back to where it was.
Okay, let me just pull some cards on this and see what comes out. You've got the Six of Wands, the Eight of Cups, and the Knight of Swords. They're saying that since he seems to have had a shift as well, and so the Six of Wands then seems to show that that this will be a triumph. It will be a successful reuniting because both of you would have walked away and cleansed your karma. And then the Knight of Swords is to take action to go forward. It does feel like for whatever reason. You need to proceed with this with relationship. See how it goes.
Yay.
And yay. And follow
well,
you, your.
Well, Candy, I have to tell you, I realized all of a sudden, I'm madly in love with him. I've been in love with him. I just had to work through this muck. And so when it dawned on me, because really, I'm glad if we can have a second chance.
Absolutely. Well, you, for whatever reason, don't put any expectations on it. You tell the angels, your own angels, I expect the best without having expectations. And they're saying, do step forward with it for whatever reason.
Okay. And I like that, just expect the best no matter what, because I do trust, Candy, and especially where I'm at right now with, my spirituality and the such, that everything will be fine.
Absolutely. So I'd love to hear where your journey takes you. And if you'd like to subscribe to my newsletter, it's Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, @angelhealinghouse.com.
I will do that, Candy. Thank you very much. And you don't need to keep me on the line. I have the computer going, so I won't need to stay on the telephone.
Okay. Lots of love. Take care of yourself.
Oh, lots of love to you as well. Thank you kindly. It's very interesting to listen. Thank you so much, Candy.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Have a good day. God bless.
Bye. Let's go to the next caller, 646. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello. Who am I speaking with?
Helena.
Hello, Helena. How are you?
Oh, I'm well. I just got a little note from... to do some acting tomorrow, so I'm thrilled. I was just in the middle of trying to get that, but this is good. I want to talk to you. Money's been interesting, and I truly have been and being tested using what's ever been in my spiritual grab bag for all these years. Like you said, knowing it and doing it are two different things.
Yep.
So, yeah, so I've been tested and have my moments and blah, blah. But, someone mentioned an apartment that's not that much cheaper than mine. It's a little bit cheaper than mine. The commuting would probably be a little bit better. I'm thinking it might be a little less expensive. And I was wondering what you're getting about that kind of move. It would be a tremendous amount of work. The other possibility is I was talking to someone in a class of mine who may be looking for a place to live in June, and I do have a two-bedroom, and I could share.
Okay, so it's either the one that's a little bit cheaper, or a share situation, and you want to know which is going to be better for you?
Well, if either, either, they're both just possibilities. My ideal is to live on the other side of the river. I'm in Jersey, and to get over to the New York City side. But these are just maybe some possible options.
What they're saying is they're much happier with the first option, with you not sharing.
Okay.
They're much because they're saying that your energies are so light and they're, you're highly intuitive and not that this other person, there's anything wrong with this other person, but after a while the energies will not meld as well as you taking the first one. They're doing a little dance. They're much happier. They are. They're doing a bit. They show me that they're really happy. They do a bit of a wiggle. Yeah, they're very happy with the first one. They're saying that this one is going to work out much better for you. It will really be like a kickstart, like a new beginning for you, and new and fresh. And I must tell you, Helena, there are so many of us that will be moving this year. I mean, even if it's down the street, we are not the same people as we were in 2012.
And no, we're not.
We're not.
We're
like the snake that's just shed our skins,
and
we can't wait to wriggle ourselves into new homes and new environments and to start anew. And they're really happy about this. Let me just pull some cards about this because I don't have too much longer for my show.
Yeah, but I guess I'm trying to ascertain, though, that this particular place would be good for me. Because this just came up, while you were starting your show, and someone said, oh, by the way.
Okay, Helena, they're saying, okay, let me just ask them one more time, and with this particular place, and they're saying, yes, do not second-guess what comes to us so easily. Okay, the Queen of Pentacles comes up, which means it's going to be rich, wealthy, prosperous, abundant. This is going to be you in this new move. The Seven of Cups is going to open up a different opportunities for you. And the Lover's card comes in, either presenting you with, if you're not in a relationship already, with partnership, with beautiful people, new people that you're going to meet. It's a great move. I would go for it.
Wow. Okay. All right. Can I ask you one other thing? You've answered this other question before.
Yeah.
But there's someone that I feel is a twin flame, and I think you've even called him that, but he's not ready yet.
That's right. I remember speaking with you about this, and it's interesting that Michaela, is reuniting with Mark. You know, her former boyfriend.
Yeah.
Because he's had a shift. And so what was the question?
I don't know that there is a question. I just would like to be with this man, and I can respect if he's not ready and just sort of, you know, it'll happen when it happens.
Exactly. And all the posse is doing is just nodding their heads and reiterating exactly what they said before.
I like having them around.
I love having them around.
Yeah, it's very cool. Very, very cool.
Yeah, and having a place of your own, too, could be more conducive to loving yourself instead of being with somebody, sharing a place, and, you know, sort of that love of yourself could be then transferred into more love on the outside.
Well, I live alone now, but it's just logistics and everything, it's off, it's a little off.
Okay, all right. Well, Helena, thank you so much for your phone call.
Thank you.
Okay, lots of love. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I've only got about 4 minutes left, and let's see if we can squeak in 678. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
No, I'm just listening.
Oh, you're listening in. Okay, take care. So thank you to all my callers who've called in today. That just about wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for tuning into the program. And thank you for all those who are listening to this show archived on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes for free. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter, filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and myself, please do email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And that's A-N-G-E-L-H-E-A-L-I-N-G-H-O-U-S-E, which is one word, .com. To purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, www.angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling, Reiki healing session, either in person or nationally and internationally using distant healing, this can be done over the phone, using Skype. Please do call me on 831-277-3716 or email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And I'd like to end the program. I just have two more minutes, and I would love to end the program today with our show being today about imagination. I don't know if you're familiar with Roald Dahl, R-O-A-L-D-C-A-H-L-S, a writer, an author, a poet. He wrote so many different books and had such an extraordinary imagination. He wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. This is his poem that was made into a song in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It's pure imagination, and it goes, "Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination. We will begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy all explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do, do it. Want to change the world? There's nothing to it. There is no life that I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free, only if you truly wish to be." Dear listeners, go out. Use your imagination. Create the most extraordinary, absolutely magnificent reality that you choose. It's there for you to paint the portrait of your reality with your thoughts, with your words, and in your feelings, in your heart. Have an absolutely glorious week, and can't wait to speak with you all again next week. Take care. Bye.